To the uninitiated, it may come as a complete surprise to learn that every parish in this country has at least 70 men under the age of 80 who claim to have played a bit of minor with the county. Over half of these continue to wear county togs and socks, often under their clothes and often in bed. Any day now he'll roll into town like thunder, a phantom from God knows where, and take his place behind the foreign exchange desk in the local bank. Handsome and athletic, he attracts high levels of attention from males and females. The women, for the obvious reason, and the men, because it's rumoured he played a bit of minor with his home county. A county renowned for producing stylish miners who adorn Crow Park with their silken skills. Someone gets a name. Trusted contacts from afar report, if it's Jarlath Hanlon, he was one of the best miners this county ever produced. You've a right good one there. Often wondered where he got to. Could he be the Larry to their Castlehaven? Second night, he's up doing a bit in his own, and someone says he's slotting over 50s with both feet, and not even into the scoring goal. Wednesday night, he's on the field early for training. 6 balls across in a line 40 yards out. He runs up to each ball. Dink picks it into his hands without breaking his stride, arcs his body into quite the most poetic position, and then lazily drops it over the bar, kicking it not 1 yard further or 1 yard higher than is absolutely necessary. And there's something magical about the gentle swooshing sound as it rolls off the net. At a metaphorical level, it is the sound of a crackling bonfire the night Jarlath Hanlon is carried shoulder high over the parish boundary, and he after inspiring the club's historic first county senior championship win. Before the training game, he's asked where he plays. Usually on the 40, he replies languidly. The lights flash, the booming music starts, the dancing girls bring champagne to your table, the machine spits out the money, and you'll never ever see a poor day again. Into the training game. Well, first ball, he doesn't do that well, but they hope that's just new man in town nerves. But when he spills a second one, and a third one, and loses 10 yards as the 33-year-old centre-back goes off in a 50-yard dash up the field, the slivers of doubt begin to harden. After 20 minutes, the dream is dead. He'll pickpocket no defences. He can't win a ball. He can't use a ball. He can't even hold his footing. The mood darkens. This might not be a bonfire scrapbook year after all. When next you think about him, he's standing in goal for the juniors, only because they're stuck. People have long since forgotten the frisson of excitement he once brought around the place, this Jarlath Hanlon, who actually turned out to be Jarlath Gantley. The women around the town say he's no crack either, goes home every single weekend, and has applied for a transfer nearer home because he's getting married and building a house. Around such little tragedies is the life of the Gael built.